Effect of focal muscle vibration on pain, mobility, balance, and sensation in diabetic peripheral neuropathy. Raghavir Chandrashekhar 1, Sarah Brown 1, Morgan Chuping 1, Madeline Foote 1, Carol Dion 1, Shirley James 1, Hongwu Wang 1, 2-1. Department of Rehabilitation Sciences, College of Allied Health, University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center, 2 Peggy and Charles Stevenson School of Biomedical Engineering, University of Oklahoma. Introduction. It is estimated that, of the world population in 2050 of 9.7 billion, one-third will have diabetes, and 50% of these individuals will be affected by diabetic peripheral neuropathy, DPN, if there are no effective intervention for DPN. 1. DPN is the most common complication of diabetes, affecting approximately 50-70% of patients with diabetes. 2-3, DPN is characterized by loss of sensation in the lower extremities in a distal to proximal manner. In addition to the loss of sensation, patients with DPN also experience pain, lack of proprioception, loss of muscle strength, especially the toe and ankle extensors, lack of vibration perception, and kinesthesia. 4-6, the combined effects of the above Mendion symptoms of DPN cause impairments in the patient's balance, postural sway stability, and functional mobility, resulting in challenges for patients with DPN to ambulate safely without assistance. In addition to being a burden on quality of life, QOL, DPN also increases the health costs associated with diabetes significantly. The total annual cost associated with diabetes in the U.S. in 2012 was reported $245 billion, of which 27% was attributed to DPN. 3. Various pharmacological as well as non-pharmacological intervention strategies such as duloxetine, pregabalin, supplements, alpha-lipoic acid, transcutaneous electrical stimulation, spinal cord stimulation, whole body vibration, WBV, etc. have been studied to address the symptoms impairments experienced by individuals with DPN, too, yet there is a lack of consensus among the results. Mechanical stimulation in the form of WBV has been shown to reduce acute pain, improve balance and dynamic stability, increase muscle strength, and improve glycemic control in individuals with DPN. 7-8. Thus, WBV proved to be an effective intervention for addressing all the symptoms of DPN. However, WBV has been associated with tissue inflammation and potential adverse effects on physiological systems such as the nervous and vascular systems. 9. The current commercially available WBV devices significantly exceed the ISO guidelines for safety. 10. Unlike WBV, focal muscle vibration, FMV, on specific muscles or tendons can easily be kept within safe limits. FMV is a non-invasive vibration therapy that entails applying a mechanical stimulus to a specific muscle region of choice. 11. Researchers have established benefits of focal vibration on spasticity, muscle contraction for functional activity, motor learning in patients with neurological diagnoses, pain, balance and mobility in other diseases like stroke, spinal cord injuries, and multiple scoliosis. 11. The primary aim of this study was to examine the effects of short-term, 4 weeks, FMV on pain, balance, and mobility in individuals with DPN. The secondary aim of this study was to assess whether baseline level of pain would affect the aforementioned effect of FMV. Methods design: we conducted a pilot single group pre-test post-test study. The study took place at the Technology for Occupational Performance, TOP, laboratory within University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center, OUHSC. This study was approved by the OUHSC Research Ethics Board. Participants were recruited based on the following inclusion criteria: diagnosis of type 2 diabetes mellitus and DPN for at least 1 year, age 18 years and above, ability to ambulate independently, English speaking, and have normal corrected vision. Participants were categorized into three groups based on their baseline pain level as measured by brief pain index, DPN, BPI DPN 12, mild pain 0-3, moderate pain 4-6, and severe pain 7-10. 13. Equipment. We used a modified version of commercially available wearable focal vibration device, MyoVolt EM, for the intervention, figure 1. The frequency of vibration produced by this device is 120 Hz. MyoVolt, trademark, is registered with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, regulation number 890.5660, under the therapeutic massager category. MyoVolt, trademark, has been used as a muscle stimulation device in a similar way as sports massage. Studies using the device for athletes had reported positive effect on increasing peripheral blood circulation, reducing muscle soreness. Procedure: the intervention involves patients wearing the MyoVolt Trademark, vibration device, figure 1, on both legs and applying FMV to the following three muscles as shown in figure 2, left to right, tibialis anterior muscle group, distal quadriceps muscle tendon, and gastrocnemius soleus muscle tendon. Each session lasted 10 minutes, with an intersession interval of 1 minute for 1 day, 3 days a week, for 4 weeks. The demographic was collected at the first visit. The outcome measures were pain as measured by BPI-DPN-12, balance assessed by Berg Balance Scale, BBS-14, mobility as measured by the Timed Up and Go, TUG and TUG Cognitive, 15, and sensation evaluated by the Semmes-Weinstein Monofilament Test, SWMT, 16. Those measures had been selected based on their previous usage in patients with DPN and established reliability and validity. All measurements were recorded at baseline and at end of the 4 weeks intervention. Figure 1. MyoVolt wearable vibration device retrieved. Figure 2. The three muscles where vibration is applied from, https://www.myovolt.com/product-page/elbow-data-analysis. Descriptive statistics were used on the demographic data and all the outcome measures. All the scores were tested for normality using the Kolmogorov-Smirnov test and Pair T-test and Wilcoxon-signed rank tests were used where applicable on the respective outcome measures to compare changes between baseline and post-intervention. The level of significance was set at a p-value of 0.05 or less. Data analysis was carried out using MS-Excel and SPSS. Results: patient demographics, age, years, 65.69, 8.38. Weight, LBS, 220.46, 70.19. Height, inches, 66.58, 3.48. Number of years with diabetes, 14.15, 6.94. Sex, FM, 94. Ethnicity, Caucasian, N, 11. African American, N, 1. Eurasian, N, 113. Participants completed both visits so far for the ongoing study. Table 1. Patient demographic information. The demographic data was summarized in Table 1. FMV significantly, p less than 0.05, improved TUG, TUG cognitive, and SWMT score of left foot. Table 2. When we observed the groups with different pain levels, FMV significantly improved TUG for the moderate pain group, p equals 0.019, and TUG cognitive for the mild pain, p equals 0.047, and moderate pain, p equals 0.002 group. And left foot SWMT in the mild pain group, p equals 0.049. Improvements trending towards significance, p less than 0.1, were found in pain, balance for the moderate pain group, and the TUG for the mild pain group, table 2. While looking at the subscales of BPI-DPN, FMV significantly improved the average pain, p equals 0.03, and the pain interference with walking ability, p equals 0.06, as well as pain interference with sleep, p equals 0.09, table 3, were trending toward significance. Table 2. Pain, balance, mobility, and sensation scores before and after the 4-week vibration intervention, FMV, for the entire sample as well as each of the three groups based on the severity of pain patient group and no of patients N. All patients N equals 13, mild pain group N equals 5, moderate pain group N equals 6, severe pain group N equals 2. BPI-DPN, pre, 4.09, 2.49, 1.71, 1.25, 4.72, 0.86, 8.18. Post, 3.38, 1.60, 1.90, 1.53, 4.33, 0.60, 4.25. BBS, pre, 43, 11, yen, 44, 6, 40, 15, 51. Post, 46, 8, 42, 10, 47, 7, 54. Patient group and no, of patients, N, all patients N equals 13, mild pain group N equals 5, moderate pain group N equals 6, severe pain group N equals 2 TUG, S. Pre, 13.27, 4.33, 15.33, 4.32, 12.18, 4.70, 11.09. Post, 11.35, 3.52, asterisk, 12.90, 3.84, 10.74, 3.63, asterisk, 9.33. TUG cognitive, S, pre, 15.05, 5.14, 16.77, 6.52, 14.14, 4.86, 13.48. Post, 11.68, 3.62, asterisk, asterisk. 13.08, 3.71, asterisk. 11.14, 3.78, asterisk. 9.78. SWMT right, pre, 5, 3, 5, 3, 5, 3, 5. Post, 5, 3, 7, 3, 4, 3, 7. SWMT left, pre, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 3, 4. Post, 6, 3, asterisk, 7, 4, asterisk, 5, 3, 7. P less than 0.05, asterisk, asterisk, P less than 0.001. Trending towards significance, yen, not normally distributed. Table 3. Item scores on BPI-DPN pre- and post-intervention, IFMV in individuals with DPN. BPI-DPN items, pre, post, p-value. Worst pain yen, 5.31, 3.45, 4.46, 2.54, 0.47. Least pain yen, 3.00, 2.86, 2.15, 1.28, 0.54. Average pain, 4.38, 2.36, 3.77, 2.17, 0.03, asterisk. Current pain yen, 2.77, 2.45, 2.54, 1.45, 1.00. General activity, 3.46, 3.36, 2.46, 1.76, 0.11. Mood, 3.62, 3.28, 3.69, 2.93, 0.46. Walking ability yen, 4.85, 3.00, 3.62, 1.45, 0.06. Interference to normal walking, 4.54, 3.04, 4.08, 2.18, 0.31. Relationships yen, 2.31, 3.30, 2.31, 2.25, 0.79. Sleep yen, 6.08, 3.77, 4.92, 3.15, 0.09. Enjoyment, 4.69, 3.82, 3.54, 2.07, 0.10. Total score, 4.09, 2.49, 3.38, 1.60, 0.07. P less than 0.05. Trending towards significance, yen, not normally distributed discussion to our knowledge. This is the first study to examine if 4 weeks of at-home FMV can improve pain, balance, functional mobility, and sensation in individuals with DPN. The preliminary findings confirm the hypothesis that FMV significantly improved tug cognitive, left foot SWMT, and the average pain subscale of BPI-DPN. At baseline, most of the 13 participants had good balance with an average of 43 points, which is comparable to the BBS of 43.7 in individuals without DPN reported in a study by Timur et al. 17. Thus, in this study, the lack of significant improvement in the balance can be explained by the observed ceiling effect. Further, we notice the large variation of the baseline balance score, which could also be the reason why the improvement in balance was not significant. Table 2. The trend towards significance in the pain interference with walking ability subscale is consistent with the observed significant improvement in the mobility, TUG and TUG cognitive. Most of the participants reported using the FMV device right before sleeping, and this explains the trend towards significance in the scores of pain interference with sleep. The trend towards significance in the overall pain score can be corroborated by the observed significant improvement in the average pain subscale of the BPI-DPN, which further supports our hypothesis that FMV reduces pain. These findings show the promising nature of FMV as an intervention for individuals with DPN. Also, since FMV is an in-home intervention, it can help to address the limitation of compliance when compared to interventions that are administered in a clinical setting, such as WBV, spinal cord stimulation, exercise training, etc. Akin to all pilot studies, there were some limitations in the study. Firstly, the sample size was small. However, this is an ongoing study and we are planning to recruit a total of 30 patients. Despite our current sample size of 13, we observed significant improvements on some of the outcome measures. Secondly, as a pilot study to examine the feasibility of FMV in patients with DPN, we did not have a control group or comparison group with traditional exercise intervention, but the data collected will be helpful for the effect size calculation, and the protocol could be used for guiding future study on effectiveness and efficacy of FMV and DPN. Acknowledgements: we are grateful to the participants who gave their time and to the Department of Rehabilitation Sciences, Technology for Occupational Performance Laboratory for the use of their facilities. This work supported in part by an exploratory grant award from Harold Hamm Diabetes Center at the University of Oklahoma. References: 1. Boyle, J. P. Thompson, T. J. Gregg, E. W. Barker, L. E. and Williamson, D. F. 2010. Projection of the year 2050 burden of diabetes in the U.S. adult population, dynamic modeling of incidence, mortality, and prediabetes prevalence. Population Health Metrics, 8. 29. 10.1086/1478-7954-8-29-2. Kukasi, N. Fackel, T. Van Neck, J. Verhagen, A. and Colbert, J. 2016. Systematic Review of Treatments for Diabetic Peripheral Neuropathy. Diabetic Medicine, 3311, 1466-1476. 3. Juster, Switlik, K. and Smith, A. G. 2016. Updates in Diabetic Peripheral Neuropathy. F1000 Research, 5. F1000 Faculty Reverend 1738. doi:10.1268/F1000research.7898.1-4 Tabersh, S. A. 2007. Is Diabetes Becoming the Biggest Epidemic of the 21st Century? International Journal of Health Sciences, 1-2, VVIII. 5. Feldman, E. L. Callahan, B. C. Papyasua, R. et al. 2019. Diabetic Neuropathy. Nature Reviews Disease Primers, 5.1, 41. doi:10.1038/S41572-019-0092-1-6. Crayung, R. Vongsirnavarat, M. Hyenke, V. and von Heidekenwagert, P. 2019. Effect of sensory impairment on balance performance and lower limb muscle strength in older adults with type 2 diabetes. Annals of Rehabilitation Medicine, 43.4, 497-508. doi:10.5535/arm.2019.43.4.497-7. Ritwager, J. 2010. Vibration as an Exercise Modality, How It May Work, and What Its Potential Might Be. European Journal of Applied Physiology, 1085, 877-904, doi:10.1007/S0421-009-1303-3-8. Robinson, C. C. Barreto, R. P. G. and Plentz, R. D. M. 2018. Effects of Whole Body Vibration in Individuals with Diabetic Peripheral Neuropathy. A Systematic Review. Journal of Musculoskeletal and Neuronal Interactions, 18:3, 382-388. 9. Brookwavell, K., and Mansfield, N. J. 2009. Risks and Benefits of Whole Body Vibration Training in Older People. Age and Aging, 38:3, 254-255. doi:10.1093/aging/AFP0361-0. Muir, J., Keel, D. P., and Rubin, C. T. 2013. Safety and Severity of Accelerations Delivered from Whole Body Vibration Exercise Devices to Standing Adults. Journal of Science and Medicine in Sport, 16:6, 526-531. doi:10.1016/j.jsams.2013.01.004-11. Murillo, N. Valsol, J. Vidal, J. Opiso, E. Medina, J. and Kumru, H. 2014. Focal Vibration and Neurorehabilitation. Your J. Fies Rehabil Med, 52, 231-242. 12. Zellman, D. C. Gore, M. Dukes, E. Ty, K. S., and Brandenburg, N. 2005. Validation of a Modified Version of the Brief Pain Inventory for Painful Diabetic Peripheral Neuropathy. Journal of Pain Symptom Management, 29:4, 401-410. doi:10.1016/j.jpaimsymann.2004.06.018-13. Zellman, D. C. Dukes, E. Brandenburg, N. Bostrom, A. and Gore, M. 2005. Identification of cut points for mild, moderate and severe pain due to diabetic peripheral neuropathy. Pain, 115.12.2936. DOI:10.1016/j.pain.2005.01.028.14. Mark S. A. Silva, A. Oliveira, A. Cruz, J. Machado, A. and Jackum, C. 2017. Validity and relative ability of four balance tests to identify fall status of older adults with type 2 diabetes. Journal of Geriatric Physical Therapy, 44, 227-232. DOI:10.1519/jpt.0000000000000009-15. Rucker, J. L. Jernigan, S. D. McDowd, J. M., including P. M. 2014. Adults with diabetic peripheral neuropathy exhibit impairments in multitasking and other executive functions. Journal of Neurologic Physical Therapy, JNPT, 38-104-110. DOI:10.1097/NPT.0000000000000032-16. Feng, Y., Schlosser, F., J., and Sumpio, B., E. 2009. The Semmes-Weinstein monofilament examination as a screening tool for diabetic peripheral neuropathy. Journal of Vascular Surgery, 53, 675-682.E671. DOI:https://doi.org/10.1016/j.jvs.2009.05.017. Timar, B., Timar, R., Gaeta, L., Olmsier, C., Levi, C., and Lungianu, D. 2016. The impact of diabetic neuropathy on balance and on the risk of falls in patients with type 2 diabetes mellitus. A cross-sectional study. PLOS 1, 114, E0154654, E0154654. DOI:10.1371/journal.pone.0154654.